Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter, our official podcast here at Five Feline Farm. Today, we've decided that we just need to share some of the things that have happened over the past year that we're grateful for. We have been blessed beyond our wildest imaginations.
And I think it's easy to get caught up in busyness, and we've been doing a lot of business planning, particularly this weekend. We weren't really snowed in, but we chose to be snowed in. We had, 8 inches or so of snow. And so we've really been doing a lot of reflecting and, what do we want? And I think we got some really good thoughts and plan. But part of that is we need to be grateful.
We do. And we have much to be grateful for.
We do.
And as we were kind of taking stock of where we've come from and where we're going, setting goals, it's really more than just a to-do list. Yes, we have a to-do list. We have things that we need to do for the business. But we really have a vision for where it's going. Okay. So in that vision, we have these things that we want to share that have come our way. Our farm business had our best year ever.
We did, yeah.
And that has been wonderful. We had the mercantile on site open more in the fall, and people came.
They did.
And we were really overwhelmed with that turnout and that response to the things that we do, and that people would come here for our products and to spend time with us. So we are very, very grateful for that.
And grateful for the customers who tell us about products of ours that they like, or that they appreciate the positive posts that we put up. They appreciate our goofiness and humanness, and that means a lot.
It absolutely does. And we've had wonderful feedback.
Yeah,
we have. Our customers and fans. So we appreciate that. We appreciate the ability to have this farm and be in this place at this time, and how it serves as a creative outlet for us.
Yeah. Before we had no idea when we were looking at land that we were moving toward a business. That wasn't in the plan at all.
Not even close.
Not at all. And we just kept being drawn to this land, and we knew that it was for us.
And here we are.
Yeah. Now who had any idea, first of all, we would have this land, we would have a house here, we would be sitting here podcasting. I mean, how crazy. I mean, we couldn't have dreamed of that.
We didn't.
No.
We just didn't. But it has come to us over time, and with the encouragement of those of you who support us.
Uh-huh.
And it's really heartwarming to see that happen and to be part of that.
So this land has also taught us some lessons and ways to be problem solvers that really at the time, that we've had a lot of things that we have gone wrong.
Oh, yes.
But we've been able to overcome all of those, and all of those have made us stronger.
You know, it reminds me of a story very early on after we had bought the property. And this is just an example of how things have worked for us through time and with this, that have encouraged us and helped us to know that we're on the right path. We're doing the right thing. When the old barn was still standing and we were
frustrated. Something had gone wrong and things weren't working. I don't know if we couldn't get a mower started or what it was. It's hard to tell.
We had so many struggles in the first couple of years because we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't have the right equipment. We didn't know what we were doing for sure. We weren't strong enough.
And we were honestly at a point where we just kind of looked at each other and said, I'm ready to sell.
Yeah, let's sell
Forget
the farm.
Forget this. I'm done. I'm ready to walk away. And it wasn't 30 minutes later, I discovered that behind the barn were raspberries.
Black raspberries.
And for me, that was just, I love black raspberries. I have loved them from my childhood. And to have some of those on our property.
In the midst of junk.
Oh my goodness.
There was so much junk. I mean, I think we were back there starting to clean stuff out. And you would not believe the stuff that was back there.
It just, the property had not been cared for.
No, and that was a junk pile. That's what people did in the country.
But we realized that these briars sticking up were raspberries. And
lots of them. And big, beautiful raspberries.
And it was like, oh, yes. Okay. I had a renewed excitement for what this land could do and provide at that very moment.
Yeah, that kind of just gave us energy. It's like, okay, maybe there's other good things right on this property, which there were.
Oh, absolutely.
But at that time, we were in the midst of cleaning things up and trying to figure out, you know, what are we going to do with this junk? We're going to have
how
a haul
do we get
off.
Rid of it?
Yeah. And then the raspberries were there.
So,
it seems kind of silly now, but, you know, we may not be where we're at right now if we would have just gotten to the frustration point and said, we're selling it, because yep, we were close to that.
We really were. And that sounds like a little thing, but it really changed the course for us at that moment. So I'm grateful for everything that this land provides for us.
And we have a lot of natural resources here.
We do.
We have a well that we don't drink from that, but it did test okay.
It tested fine.
And we use it to fill our pond.
To water plants.
So it's good for that.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of berries. Oh my gosh, do we have berries?
We have blackberries, raspberries, gooseberries.
Yeah. So we don't really like
and those
gooseberries.
Are the wild
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, that's the wild
you
stuff.
You have now planted some
yeah,
additional
Yeah, I've planted
fruit.
Some too, but all that was here. We have all kinds of black walnuts and hickory nuts. And so we have so many natural resources right here on this land. And, you know, we're grateful for that. Not everyone has that.
That's true. And it has provided for us and spurred us into creative outlets that we weren't expecting.
Yeah. It has great soil.
It does.
The and soil is fantastic.
Wonderful garden areas.
Yeah.
And that launched us into the farmers market business.
Yeah.
And it just keeps growing and growing.
The land, I'm assuming, probably had farm animals. So you know what farm animals do.
And yes, the south end of a farm animal.
Yes. And so our soil is rich.
Yes.
And great. And my first soil test, I thought, okay, this is going to be a bunch of clay. Oh, no. Yeah, we have clay on the property, but not in the areas where we're putting the garden.
So and fantastic.
Yeah. So that was something definitely that was a blessing and to be grateful, because that's where everything starts, is our soil. And that's our food, man. I mean, that's
right.
Cool.
Right. So then it feeds us, it feeds others, and is fun.
It is fun. So very grateful for that.
Absolutely. So that's really just the summary of our gratefulness for the farm and what it does for us from a perspective of food and supply, but but also just this place of peace for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely is a place of peace. And we believe and know that we are to share that and provide that as a place of peace and rest for other people too. So that, you know, with the corn crib and some of the other, we've got all kinds of things in the works, which are cool.
Oh,
so we're
yeah.
going to have different events and things to get people here to just enjoy the peace of this place. So now it all makes sense.
It does.
All that frustration. And I am so thankful that we didn't sell the farm.
Oh, me too. So there you have it. Our bit of gratefulness for our farm and our land and this business and all of you who support us and come here to share that time and this place with us.
So until next time,
be grateful and see ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.